Lectures on the Results of the Great Exhibition of 1851. Lecture 1. The General Bearing of the Great Exhibition on the Progress of Art and Science. By William Hewell, DD, FRS, Master of Trinity College, Cambridge. But now that we have had the spectacle before us, let us consider for a moment what the vision was. And what were the reflections which it excited? We had offered to our review the choicest productions of human art in all nations, or at least collections which might be considered as representing all nations. Now, in nations compared with nations, there is a difference. In a nation compared with itself at an earlier time, there is a progress. There may not always be a progress in good government. There may not necessarily be, though we would gladly hope there is, a progress in virtue, in morality, in happiness. But there always is, except when very adverse influences roll back the common course of things, a progress in art, and generally in science. In the useful and ornamental arts, nations are always going forwards from stage to stage. Different nations have reached different stages of this progress, and all their different stages are seen at once in the aspect which they have at this moment in the magical glass, which the enchanters of our time have made to rise out of the ground like an exhalation. The infancy of nations, their youth, their middle age, and their maturity all appear in their simultaneous aspect, like the most distant objects revealed at the same moment by a flash of lightning in a dusky sky. Or we may compare the result to that which would be produced if we could suppose some one of the skilful photographers whose subtle apparatus we have had exhibited there could bring within his field of view the surface of the globe, with all its workshops and markets and produce, instantaneously produce a permanent picture in which the whole was seen side by side. But it is not a mere picture of things which are found standing together that we have presented to us. The great achievement was bringing them together. You have, most of you, probably heard of the careful and economic critic who proposed to reduce the extravagance of the wish of the impatient separated lovers that the gods would annihilate space and time, and who remarked that it would answer the end desired if one of the two were annihilated. By annihilating the space which separates different nations, we produce a spectacle in which is also annihilated the time which separates one stage of a nation's progress from another. An ingenious speculator of our own day, clothing these metaphysical abstractions in the form which modern science assigns to them, has shown how we might, theoretically speaking, be, in a few instants, actual spectators, bodily and contemporaneous eyewitnesses of all the events which have passed since man has existed upon earth. For, if we only imagine that, as the visual impressions on the vehicle of light, by which alone vision can take place, travel away from the scenes by the occurrence of which their configuration was given to them, we also travel after this moving vision, and go but a very little faster than light itself, we shall overtake successively the visual images of all successive events, and see them as truly as a distant spectator, and what spectator is not more or less distant, sees what passes before his eyes. We might thus see now what is passing around us, and the next minute, by rushing to the borders of the solar system, where the images are still travelling outwards, see the first inhabitant of this island placing his foot upon its coast. And in the intermediate distances, we should successively overtake and see with our bodily eyes, in inverted order, the events of the English, Norman, Saxon, Roman, and British times. And we might mark at each period the food, the clothing, the arms, the tools, the houses, the machines, and the ornaments of the various times. Now, that which this scientific dream thus presents to us in imagination, the exhibition of the industry and arts of all nations, has presented as a visible reality.